the plan, meaning the reward you expect from it in the first place. And the reason you are recognizing the negative side or the unknowns and the vulnerability is to assure the likelihood of this positive side coming about, that the reward you sought really will come and it will not be interfered with something that you refuse to recognize could happen by just ignoring it in advance. And so by recognizing these negative elements or possibilities, you are simply making it more likely that the positive thing can happen. But you are doing it by dealing with their existence rather than, in effect, hoping or wishing that they would not happen and leaving it completely out of your control by just letting it happen or not happen as it will.
But imagining that you deal with it successfully is the positive thing.
Only so long as what you are imagining is reality as it is, and then imagining to go with it a course of action that you do control that will make it. But for instance, my imagining in advance that I say this and the other guy across the desk says that, and I've got it all worked out in my mind and I imagine it over and over again, is of course not dealing with reality as it is, because I don't know that he will say that to my this.
Say yet that at my times, I think maybe it has some measure of success. This morning you walk into that meeting and the situation isn't at all the way you imagined it to be, and yet you in your mind have thought it out and been successful, and possibly you walk in the meeting and in the different circumstance, still, you are successful. You have a greater amount of confidence than if you've been thinking, God, all is lost.
Yeah. But let's recognize where the confidence comes from. The confidence comes not so much from my saying, I'll say this and he'll say that, but rather, what if he says this? Oh, well, in that case, I'll say that. I can deal with whatever comes up, whatever the unknown reality is, because I don't know what they'll do. Then I have the confidence so that I'm more at ease, more relaxed, to be able to deal with whatever it is that comes up. Right, because I have already recognized by thinking it out in advance that I am capable of dealing with whatever the reality is. But I haven't attempted to tell myself that I will frame the reality by my own mental image of it, that I will not make of this man a different person than he is or make him want something different from what he wants by my attitude. Mr. Kidd?
I would like to refer to an authority on the subject, and I'll read from my notes. The first statement made by... Harry Brown.
Remember that attempting to trap others is a fallacy.
Harry Brown said on this subject, positive speaking and positive thinking, the first statement, it is good, and that means related to me. I determine it's good if it is used to control my own activities.
Right.
So I think that Dr. Haddad has
right.
wandered off in the field of maybe relating it to controlling the thing.
Yeah. Well, I think he's
clearly.
I completely agree that this is a means, an effective means, only if controlling yourself.
This fine line is very difficult to draw, and only when you draw it do you really understand what your limitations are, meaning what you can conceivably do and what you can't. When you say that I'm really only doing it to control myself, this is all I have in mind when I use positive thinking, meaning that I'm only trying to make more sales than I used to make. I'm only trying to raise my averages from this to that, meaning it's only myself I'm dealing with. But the way of doing this involves other people acting differently from what they would act otherwise as a result of the so-called positive thinking or positive wishing. And it's awfully hard to draw the line of where you realize that the positive thinking loses its control because it has now passed from the point of controlling you to the point of controlling him. I do control whether or not I smile. I control whether or not I act with enthusiasm. I control whether or not I'll work tomorrow. I control how I'll knock on the door and so forth. But I have absolutely no control in the world over how another individual will respond to any of these things. By my own experience in dealing with human beings, I have determined that if I act in certain ways, the odds will go up, the averages will be better in experience. But I have no way of guaranteeing that the next individual that I talk to will not say, wipe that silly smile off your face and get down to business. Or the next individual might say, I hate somebody who's so enthusiastic. I have no way of knowing this. And I cannot say that even if he likes my smile or my enthusiasm, that he will still like what I am selling. Because I don't control him, but I do control myself. And so by putting myself in the position that experience has taught me is the best position to be in, I will raise my chances. But another facet of this, which I keep wanting to hark back to, is that if you recognize your limitations, you will spend less time trying to be the kind of person who could convince anybody that they ought to buy and spend more time looking for the individuals who would buy if they knew about it, which is, as I described last week, is what